Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, April 20th, 1813, estates in Chancery advertised for sale. On this day, April 20th, 1813, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published advertisements notifying the public that Blackman's Plantation and Bishop's Plantation were being offered for sale. The notice was undersigned by Mr. W. M. Oxley of Fairfield Plantation, who was Master of Chancery. Oxley held many public offices, including Chief Justice of the Common Pleas for St. Michael's, Lieutenant Colonel of the Royal Regiment and Militia, Member of the House of Assembly, and Vestryman. Blackman's Plantation, situated in the parish of St. Joseph, was scheduled to be sold on the 29th of April at Freemasons Hall between the hours of 11 and 3 o'clock. Stephen Walcott Esquire and others were listed as the complainants, while Francis B. Grant was identified as the defendant. Included in the sale were the sugar works, enslaved workers, and quick and dead stock, plantation utensils, and implements. The sale, according to the notice, was authorized by a decree of the High and Honorable Court of Chancery. Plantations sold through the Court of Chancery were sold intact and were not subdivided. The advertisement for the sale of Bishop's Plantation listed Alice Southwell, widow, as the complainant, and Abraham Brandon and others as the defendants. This notice of sale was like that posted for Blackman's Plantation. A key difference, however, was the fact that it began by stating that no person had placed a bid previously to acquire the plantation, and it would therefore be set up for a sale in the chambers of the Master in Chancery, Broad Street, on the 25th of April, between the hours of 12 and 2 o'clock. During the early to mid-19th century, it was commonplace for Barbadian newspapers to print notices informing the public of the sale or auction of insolvent plantations. Many local plantations had become unprofitable because of the long-term recession in the British West Indian sugar industry and unsustainable indebtedness. The Court of Chancery in Barbados, whose earliest records date back to 1723, was the lawful authority empowered to sell bankrupted plantations. On this day, April 20th, 1813, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette notified the public of the impending sale of Blackman's and Bishop's plantations. The frequent sale of plantations during this era illustrates the economic challenges inherent in Barbados's monocrop economy and the manner in which the ruling elites sought to ensure the survival of the sugar plantation.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.